Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gabor.io. Today we have Dominic. Dominic is the president of Sierra Company. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Mustafa.
So tell us a bit about yourself, what you've been doing prior to being the president at Sierra Company.
So I worked for about 10 years in the manufacturing and retail industry, most specifically in HR. For the last 3 years with Sierra Company, I have working mainly with diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. And now I also work for our office.
Got it. And how's the journey been so far? How's the experience been so far?
It has been great. I really love working with clients remotely. I was doing it even before the pandemic hit, and it's actually an experience that has allowed me to increase my creativity, work in projects that otherwise I won't be able to work if I'm not in the same location.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love remote work.
So, and can you explain in more detail what you do at Sierra Company and what are the kind of services that you provide to your customers?
So at Sierra Company, I mainly do diversity inclusion strategic work. So I get together with my clients and create a frame on how we are going to improve the diversity and inclusion in their organizations. What initiatives are we going to take on? So that's mainly the core of the work that I obviously support any process that has to do with HR. So we make sure that the policies, procedures, and practices of the organization are in a place where they are accomplishing what they wish to accomplish.
Got it. Makes sense. And so now keeping the conversation much more relevant towards today's time, right? So due to COVID in March, you know, we're seeing the whole landscape slightly changing, especially when it comes down to bigger cities like San Francisco or New York. You know, there's a lot of movement going on where, and the companies in the Bay Area especially have gone work from home for the 2021. So how is that changing in the HR market for companies like yours, and how are you kind of like coping up with it?
I think that the pandemic has really pushed us to do work in a way that we didn't know we could do before. So everybody's working from their home. We need to streamline communications, ensure that we are taking care of our employees, ensure that everything continues to function as we wish. So mainly, I think that this has been a push for creativity and doing things in ways that we never imagined that we will do them.
Got it.
I truly see it as an opportunity.
Makes sense. And so now since where everyone is hopeful that the vaccine is going to be out next week, hopefully. So, and since you're in touch with many many companies and their HR person, do you think the companies would be going back to normal, or the company dynamics and other things will keep on changing?
I believe things will continue to change. Having employees in a physical office generates cost in our organization. I mean, everything that entails having a person, having offices, supplies. I mean, there is so much cost there. And also, I think that we will see the benefit of having individuals working from home. For example, in my case, I know my most productive time is at 4 or 5 in the morning. If that's my most productive time, why someone wouldn't want me to be working around that time? if I will have to go to a physical office, I have to wait until 8 in the morning, yeah. 9 in the morning to start my work.
True. Otherwise, unless the companies go for a 24-hour office, which itself, you're right, comes up with its own challenges and those kind of stuff, right? So now coming down to, you know, a topic that we've recently, everyone has started talking around, has been around mental health. So what productivity hacks have you applied to safeguard your mental health when it comes, so that you don't get burned out from work, all the stress because of COVID going on, then it's been an election year. So it's kind of like been a full roller coaster this year. And especially the Bay Area had like orange skies as well. So how are you kind of like coping up with those kind of things?
In my case, it comes down to boundaries and a little bit about habits. So I try to organize my day ahead of time, and I give myself a space to do things that are important. Eating, exercising. Definitely, I think that this has shown us that we need to have coping mechanisms like, or practices like meditation. I need to be fully present to do my best work. So I prioritize those things that allow me to do that.
Got it. No, but are you kind of like focused towards, like, have you taken up any physical activities in regards to workouts and stuff like that? Because everyone has kind of like gone towards mirror, or the physical workouts at home have kind of like skyrocketed and stuff like that.
So I really enjoy walking, and I have maximized my time by listening to podcasts and books. So I have truly taken into a practice during this time, and it's something that I enjoy very much. I mean, like, and also it helps me in my work. Like, it allows me to learn things that down the line are tools for me.
Got it.
Learn things that otherwise I won't have the time for.
Yeah, true. Makes sense. So last question in regards to, because I'm sorry, we have to keep all the podcasts within 8 to 12 minutes. So last question would be in regards to, since everyone has been predicting that offices will not go back to normal, right? So what's going to happen with all the commercial real estate, or what's going to happen with all the estate that these big cities have? What are your thoughts on that?
I believe that those spaces will come to be kind of guiding places by a smaller scale. I mean, we saw before the pandemic things like WeWork or sharing spaces. I mean, I used to use them, and I think that they're pretty helpful. While we are going to limit gatherings, I think that there is also some usefulness in having the ability to come as a group or come with other people. And kind of open the knowledge, open communication, that type of stuff.
All right. Okay, Domini, thank you so much for being on the show. We could have spoken more, but, you know, we have to keep them within 8 to 12 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Mustafa.